Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of the Gamers Craters podcast. I'm PJ.
I'm Zach.
Oh no, I was second. you jerk. Okay, I'm Nate.
I'm Zach.
I'm Christian.
I'm he Zach. Died. He's a ghost. Christian's a ghost. Ghost of Christian's past.
I'm Zach.
Yeah. As some of you may remember me, I died in a terrible car accident. And then PJ decided to put my body in the pet cemetery.
You did?
I did. Pet cemetery. He wasn't big enough to fit in a real person's coffin.
At least we know dead people can use Skype, so that's pretty good.
Skype in heaven. You never know. You learn things every day.
Skype is heaven, PJ.
I'm Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Hi.
Hey. So now you're second, third, Zach. Hi, Zach. What brings you here today?
I was dragged here by bandits.
But bandits. But what kind of bandits?
This is a counseling center. Why did you get dragged here?
Why did I get dragged here? Because I was forced by bandits.
Because he needs counseling.
I think the people who stole Zach need counseling. So.
Yeah, I think Jabba the Hutt's after me or something like that.
Jabba the Hutt? It's pretty serious. He's pretty slow though. I think you can outrun him.
I don't think
if he does get a hold of you, he will eat you.
How does Jabba the Hutt move exactly?
I'm 100% sure he's a slug.
Yeah, he's a slug.
So does that mean it's you?
100% sure.
So wait, hold on a second. So you have Jabba the Hutt and Pizza the Hutt. But because pizza's so salty, wouldn't he just shrivel up?
Yeah, I think Pizza the Hutt would win.
Pizza the Hutt. Okay. I want to pose this question to the people listening, and so they can comment, because I think you all know what it's going to be. The most amazing name for this podcast.
No, I'm blocking this out. It's like, no.
Two peas in a podcast. Come on. That is amazing. You know it is.
I'm just going to edit that out. Anyway.
So what's new in gaming news?
Dead Space comes out tomorrow.
Today. Today/tonight. Tomorrow.
Wait, guys.
I don't think they have a midnight release for
it. Yes, they do.
Guys, I have a really important question to ask.
Oh,
do you know the Muffin Man?
God damn it, how do I know that was coming?
Who lives on Drury Lane?
Yeah, that guy. Do you know him?
No, I don't. You could just be Christian and totally fuck up the conversation. One who lives on Drury Lane? No. Damn it!
We're trying to have a nice gaming conversation, Zach, and all of a sudden, you have to barge in.
And talk about Shrek.
It wasn't even Shrek. That's from Shrek. Christian, no. That.
Just stop. You're a bad... If you weren't ghost, I would hit you.
I have a ruler in my hand. I will smack you.
But just go through it. It's a ghost.
Oh, hey, Zach, can we play that game? What is in Zach's hand? Play that noise again that you were playing earlier. Let's see if the viewers at home can guess what it is.
And if they do, you
the
can,
question of the day, what is making the sound?
Let's hear it. We don't know.
It sounds like you're like... It sounds like it's like those wind-up flashlights.
No.
I'm afraid to guess. I mean, we've already guessed Blender and...
all the obvious things.
And those air guns that shoot the foam darts.
No, it's not a pencil sharpener.
If you guess it correctly, you win a free copy of Dead Space 3 provided by Zach.
Yes. Actually, yeah, we'll do that.
Oh, wow.
You're that confident?
I'm that confident that no one's going to get what's making that noise.
It's,
watch the first comment's gonna get it, and your comment's gonna be, "Oh, damn it."
Just kidding. I mean, just kidding.
Watch, your, like, mother watches this podcast, and she was watching you through the door this whole entire time, plotting this whole
thing. Wait, what?
Okay, we'll give everybody a second listen. Ready?
All right, here we go.
I don't know what that's kind of making me mad.
Oh, honestly.
Do you have a saw to massacre people in your bedroom?
Sometimes.
Is it one of those weed whacker, the toy weed whacker things?
No.
Is it a toy?
It's three.
I'm not giving out any specific details about it. You just have to guess what it is.
Anyway.
This is like
news. Today is January 4th because I don't know when I'm going to post this yet.
January 4th? Wow, you're off a month.
February 4th. I'm sorry. That's a month off. February 4th? I know what month it is.
Well, Chris took my notes since it's the Ghost of Christian's Past. He was probably already thinking it was about that time anyway. Anyway, I keep going.
Yeah, I missed a lot. I mean, I can't believe that it's already been a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A year.
Hey guys, did you know that I don't know where the Muffin Man is?
No, I did not know that fact.
He ran away from Drury Lane. He's somewhere hiding in the forest near Grandma's house.
He's chasing after Gingy.
I think he's the fox.
Is that where you have like a chainsaw to like chase him down with that or something? Are you like, is this like a whole part of your massacre plan or something? You're trying to figure out where the Muffin Man is?
No, so. I'm just trying to ruin PJ's gamer podcast one step at a time.
Zach, is it a hairdryer?
No, it's not a hairdryer.
I'm asking questions for the viewers.
That'd be great because it's just like, never mind. Forget it.
And you know, a lot of the viewers could actually play Dead Space with me because I am getting that.
Here, let's do that. Let's do that again. Here we go. Ready?
We don't need to do it every 5 minutes.
Oh, it turned off, really? Okay, hold on. Let me turn it back on.
No, it's power. It takes power.
Anyway, next Xbox. What's going on?
City buffers are on the rage.
Sexy. Right, anyway, gaming news. Let's think. Oh, hey, PJ. I hear God of War might be coming out soon.
There's another... Oh, the God of War Ascension or whatever it is?
Well, that... PlayStation's releasing like a sneak peek soon.
And that's awesome. Yeah, and then PlayStation's got that whatever's going on February 20th. I want to know what that is.
I think that might be the God of War announcement. It's because it's probably not the PS4.
They wouldn't hype up a game like an exclusive game that much though.
Yeah, they would.
They would?
Yeah.
What
is PlayStation? They don't really have much else to look forward to.
Yeah. Wait, what game were we talking about? I wasn't paying attention.
The God of War game.
God of War Ascension.
Oh. You know what game looks really cool? Last of Us.
It does. That's one PlayStation game. They released some more gameplay of that today that I saw.
They did.
Uh-huh. It was so good.
Really? But, I really want to see that.
Go on IGN. It's on there. But oh my goodness. That game is the one PlayStation exclusive that like makes me sad that it's not on the Xbox. Like,
you know what's one of the greatest things ever is when someone asks you a question and you only have to have a one word answer and it's just no. Hey, can I change my IP to be somebody else's IP? No.
What are you reading in order to... Are you reading
what?
Deal with that or what's going on?
Would you like to hear?
No,
is that
Eccentric just asked me, can I change my IP to be someone else's IP? And no. Didn't say anything else, nothing, just no.
Yeah, that's that trick is Fop. He's one of the people doing the new show with us.
BJ, fix your mic.
Would please? No.
Okay.
Now do you guys want to hear some interesting information about gaming in other countries?
No.
Sure.
No. If it's about the Swan in Japan or whatever the system is, I really don't care.
No, it's not about a system. China might be lifting their ban on
video game consoles.
Uh-huh. Which really doesn't matter. I mean, because they already have so many PC gamers, so it's not like it's new, but it is considered big for that country. And they were talking about some guy going on like a murder spree.
Because they wanted to play video games. See, video games are always the problem. See, that's...
Do not go on a rant about that. I will literally go to your house and kill you.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about that Texan congressman that said guns aren't the problem, games are?
Yeah. He's like, video games are a bigger problem than guns are. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I mean, he's like, but the Second Amendment limits what we can do about guns, and the First Amendment limits what we can do about video games, so we should just get rid of them both. He didn't say the last part, but he should have.
Guns don't kill
people. Guns don't kill people. Video games kill people.
pal.
Honestly, I like to think that games, some might be violent, but if it weren't for that, I would not have a release for stress. I would kill PJ.
Yeah, because PJ will end up without video.
Then he can join me in the pet cemetery.
Does anybody need a microwave?
What?
Well, why do you ask?
I'm just wondering.
You have a free microwave?
All these random questions you're questioning us with are making it really suspicious, or making me really suspicious about your current location.
Yeah, I'm actually walking through Walmart. People are staring at me. Really weird.
How funny would that be if you had like one of those internet cards and you're like sitting in the aisles of Walmart, like doing a podcast, like "What's up, guys?"
Talking to myself.
I just look out my window and you're standing there, like smiling with the CD.
Gamers creator, directly from Walmart. You know.
No problem.
Just use the Wi-Fi of like McDonald's or something.
Eating McDonald's. Does anybody want a double cheeseburger? You can hear all the beeps going around in the background.
Washing machine in the background, like.
Yeah, guys, I'm at the laundromat today doing it.
You just hear one of the ladies at McDonald's in the background, sir, you need to get off that. No, damn it! And then you just start, like, spike.
I did what I want! Fuck the police! Sir, I'm gonna call 911. No, you won't!
Not on my watch!
Not on my
watch. That'd be the best podcast ever. Man, we might wanna get some ideas for this next time. Land this.
Oh, no, no. All right. If any of you are ever working and someone screams, call 911. Just look at them and say, "That is not my job."
You want to get tapped for 911? I didn't even care.
Shit.
All right. Now it's time for the segment.
I have
in
a
which...
serious question.
Fine.
How many kilobytes are in a gig?
How many kilobytes?
What? Yeah.
Kilobytes, 1,000, 100,000?
Oh, okay, yeah, then I'm fine. Oh, we're 100,000? Good.
1,000, I think. Let me see here. No, it's a million.
What?
Wow.
It's a million in a gigabyte, yeah, because it's 1,000 times 1,000.
No, it'd be...
Yeah, there's 1,000 kilobytes in a megabyte and 1,000 megabytes in a gigabyte.
Something tells me that's not right, cause I'm
because
I'm looking at kilobytes right now.
It means you would need to add like 3 more zeros.
Okay, here. We're going to do this math right now, okay?
No,
we're doing it now. 1,000, okay, ready? 1,000 bytes is a kilobyte. 1,000 kilobytes is a megabyte. 1,000 megabytes is a gigabyte. So what you do is you take 1,000 times 1,000 to get to a gigabyte from kilobytes.
Which is a million.
It's a million.
Yes.
He's right.
Nope, lies.
Jesus Christ. You guys don't
trust. Awesome, because we haven't even hit, like... We haven't even hit 20,000 kilobytes yet.
Oh my gosh! This is going to be the best podcast ever!
Record for days.
It's going to be so long!
So, the other day...
Okay,
we were me and Becca were walking out of Walmart.
I was eating a sandwich.
No. She didn't cook me supper Saturday night. Anyway... So, we're walking back to my car, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she's like, "Hey, is that the DS game? I love it. It's a free version of Pokemon White." I'm like, "Yeah!"
Pokemon Black and Silver. We could kill each other.
Oh, that's adorable.
Black and Silver?
Well, now that we're on the subject of our girlfriends, let's talk about our most embarrassing moment. You first, PJ. Ever. Most embarrassing moment ever, PJ. Go. Let's hear it.
With your girlfriend, you mean?
I don't know why. It just reminded me of that. Don't ask me why.
At the end of first grade, one of the friends in my class was throwing like an end of the school year party because he was moving to Oklahoma. And
Oklahoma's really dumb.
Yeah, it is. It's not the point.
Every state but Ohio is really dumb.
Exactly. Ohio's the best. All right, continue on.
So at this point, I was like,
in first grade.
I think I was like five or
five in first grade.
No,
what? are you talking about?
Damn. I was six. I was six. I was almost seven, but I was six.
What?
In first grade.
You were taking.
Oh, maybe that's right.
You were taking six. In first grade.
No. Man, no wonder you're such a pro now.
Right, continue on. Yeah, everyone don't care about
specifics. My God, I didn't know they started them that young.
All right, go.
Prostitution starts young at some ages.
All right, shut up. I forgot what I was going to say now.
Oh, all right, embarrassing moment. Your friend is...
So, like, we were...
Did you kiss him?
No, we were at the school, and... We were all on this tire swing, and I just like
your body for $6.
No, I spun this tire swing around for like forever. I got really sick, not really sick, but I got really dizzy. So I was like, "Oh, it's fine." And then I turned around and threw up on like three people. Projectile while I was turning and hit like three different people. It was awful.
I just realized I've had a light on for 3 days. That's awesome.
Okay. Now it's your turn, Isaac.
My turn?
Yeah.
Well.
Was a hole in a gun.
See, the problem is I don't remember things very well, so.
Because he's a druggie and he likes to smoke crack.
No. Maybe on Wednesdays, but not today. Anyway. Jeez.
Cheese. That's not very embarrassing, Zach.
Cheese, yeah, not when you're, yeah. Cheese can be really embarrassing when you're sitting on the toilet and going, ugh!
Okay, keep it, don't. Unless that was your most embarrassing moment. Then.
No, I've never done that, so.
Yeah, he was in a very busy bathroom at Cedar Point.
Oh, are you okay in there? I'm gonna be fine.
This is the worst. That's
like the guy who got glued, he got his butt glued to the toilet, and I think it was either a Lowe's or a Menards, and he sued them, not because he was there, not because he got his butt glued to the toilet and they had to carry him out through the whole store sitting on the toilet still because they couldn't get him off.
Why did he
wait. He sued them because they didn't come and get him soon enough. But, I mean, you go in the bathroom and you hear, help me.
Oh my God. Help me. Help.
It hurts.
Oh my God. This is the worst
part to help that guy either.
Gonna...
The employee's like, hey, some guy needs help in the bathroom. All the employees are like, I'm not going in there.
Nope. Not it.
He's found it. Throw the flashbang.
They actually had an executive meeting, and everyone in the building stood there. They're like, there's a guy that needs help in the bathroom. Nose goes. And by the time the last person actually got to it, it was like an hour later. You know, slow meeting, slow nose goes game.
No. The very first person was a get that guy a DS.
Oh wow. Well, Zach, so you don't have any embarrassing moments. You're just not an embarrassing person.
Not really. I don't do much.
Christian,
no.
Christian, you got any?
Do I have any embarrassing
moments? Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
We're not talking about this anymore.
Christian, go.
No, PJ's the sucker that fell for it.
No, go.
Nate, you go ahead while I continue to think.
There's one I don't want to tell. Let me think about that. Because that would be most embarrassing.
Hey, you know what we should do?
What?
We should We should do something different that we've been doing from this entire podcast and actually talk about games.
We haven't done so much, have we?
Yeah, what's the name of this podcast? See, you want Gamers Creator?
Gamers
Creator. Like
oh, yeah.
It's more or less Embarrassing Moments Creator right now. Or
Guess what that noise is, Creator.
You know, I'm looking at my McDonald's cup right now. Like, this is an old McDonald's cup. But I'm looking at it, and it says, get quenched. And I'm looking at the word quenched. And the more I say it, the weirder it is. Quenched.
This has been inspiring.
It sounds like instead of getting like thirst quenched, it's like crushing and demeaning. It's that... a dark word. Think
it
about
sounds it. Like you're thinking of wench or something.
Yeah, weird. I just got quenched.
You're
get
a queer
up, man. That's a drug name, quenched.
That's almost as bad as getting zacked.
So I'm totally quenched right now.
Cheers to you, a toast to your wisdom, clever drink buyer. You have selected a basic fountain classic beverage precisely mixed for maximum refreshment.
There's salt in there.
Okay, well, I guess we should talk about games, even though Zach's the one that freaking got us off topic in the first place.
I was actually trying to get us off topic.
Yeah, making us talk about our embarrassing moments and stuff.
That was Nate.
Yeah, thanks, Zach.
No. Everything bad is Zach's fault. I forgot. Zach, how dare
So, guys.
The other channel that all the games are going to play, all the games we play is going to make. That's
all the games
we're
going to play.
All the games we need to play.
This is us talking about the games we want to play. You know.
We should all do a Slenderman video.
Yes, can we do another one, please?
I've never played Slenderman.
No, we're all playing Slendy Tubbies, please. At the same time, please.
What's Tubbies?
Please. It's the video I'm sending you. It's Slender with Teletubbies. That's
what? He told me about it the other day, and there's like a multiplayer version and everything.
Yeah.
Really?
It's awesome. All right. Now we know what we're doing after
the game seems really unsafe for, like, children.
Luckily, most children don't watch this.
And we're a group of children, so I don't think we should be playing that game.
What? Oh, yeah, we're all children, seeing as that we're all 18.
I'm going to be 19 on the 27th here.
Yeah.
You're not that much older than me. Oh, well.
Actually, Christian, ghosts don't have birthdays anymore. You're dead. So.
You're dead? Do I have dead days?
It's called,
I want to play days. I want to play
first
days.
Of your death. Zach, we'll play days afterwards.
No, like, can we celebrate we'll my birthday and my now. Death day?
No, just your death day. When was his death day? We need to go back and look.
I can go look it up.
It was the day a video was posted.
Woo!
Here, hold on.
Because we felt such remorse that we needed to go play Civ 5. Four. It was four at that point.
It was a toast to me.
It was the last episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, there was one after it.
I thought it was the 11th episode.
No, I think it was...
Sorry, my internet's running really slow. 11th episode, when was that posted?
Long time.
Let's find out. Dumbo, please.
It was posted September 11th, 2012.
Oh, gosh. What? Seriously?
That's amazing.
Oops.
Oops.
So, I died.
Christian died on September 11th.
Wow.
It's an explosion, nonetheless. Right? If I got that right.
What did that happen?
Oh. Well, the car could have exploded for all we know.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you're dead. You don't remember anything.
So, games. Games. Let's talk games.
Games.
I'm serious this time. What do you guys want to see from the next generation consoles?
I want to see cross-compatibleness with the Xbox and PS3. It won't be PS3 that. But you know what I mean? I don't know. I just like to be able to play with somebody who doesn't have the same console as I do. Even though, like... We talked about this earlier, and we think, you know, maybe a PC.
The PC. Like, that one would be more understandable, but I still feel like it would be a stretch.
Yeah.
I just really like to see.
From Nate's imaginary land, that's never going to happen.
That's never, ever going to happen. Like I told you, Xbox and PlayStation will never cross platforms.
Well, maybe it will with the PC, then.
I want them to build the most powerful console for as cheap as they can.
Well, I think that's
kind of a general statement.
A general statement? Well, it's what I want, and they better give it to me.
The one thing that PlayStation, I've heard, is rumored to have that I kind of want is they might be able to go to the dashboard without canceling their game out.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So, like, bring up the dashboard, go to the store, buy a game, and then unpause the game and just keep going.
Well, that's not really anything special, is it?
That's awesome.
It's not that special.
I mean, yeah, it's cool.
You can do that one way.
What is that called? Multitasking? My phone can do that.
Yeah, Xboxes can't do that, so.
Well, actually, Xboxes can multitask. PlayStations can't multitask. That's why we can have cross-game chat and PlayStation can't.
You know what I really want? A new Little Big Planet game. Those are so fun.
Never played one. I heard they're fun. My God.
We're going to need to do that. Well, see, the thing is, the actual game is alright, but
to buy a $300 Xbox PS3 and then buy another $60 game because everything that PlayStation sells is super expensive.
Hey, Xbox games are $60, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. But it's an old everything. It shouldn't be $60 anymore, but it's PlayStation, so it probably is.
I got mine for $20.
Then, still, I still have to buy the system, which is obviously more expensive than the Xbox.
And you're forgetting PJ's poor.
This is also true. I'm poor.
Get a freaking nice computer so we can't play fun games. All we have to play is Civ 5 and Slendy Tubbies, which I guess
I cannot wait till the... Speaking of just like any... game like that in general. It keeps reminding me of the new SimCity game. That looks so good.
Oh my gosh.
I'm disappointed in the news of smaller cities.
Yeah, Zax still wants to make these giant cities, and he's probably going to end up hating the game because the cities are smaller.
They're like 25% of the old cities.
What? Really?
Yeah, they're pretty freaking small.
They're pretty
small. I would say the size would be like, more of.
Did you ever watch Did you ever watch our SimCity 4?
I have the game, yeah.
And the small regions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same. That's the size of like every region.
That's lame. That's really lame.
They might have a setting for it. You know, we haven't actually seen the game yet.
This is true, but it's looking slim from what we've seen.
There better be a mod.
Be a mod.
Zach, you can just make one.
Yeah, Zach.
I'm lazy, though.
No.
When did SimCity 4 come out? That was like...
2004?
A long time ago.
I know. Gosh. I love that game, too. Man, I can't wait for this one, honestly.
I gotta get going here pretty soon.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Well, at least we talked about some games.
Oh no!
That was terrible.
Well, Zach, you need to send me a link for Days.
PJ, was there a moan in there somewhere?
It's a 10 gig download, so.
Oh, no.
Five room.
What?
Five room.
I'm just saying.
Why are you guys talking about your personal lives in a podcast? Come on. So lame.
It happens. Anyway, anything else big that you want to see in next gen?
What I really want to see is Dead Space 3 in my hands in a little while.
Hey, it comes out tonight. I think I'm going to go to the early...
It comes out? What comes out?
Closet.
Of the closet.
Hey, you guys all ready for a beep?
Boop.
I heard no boop.
What is that? Let me see it. Is that Daisy?
Boop. Boop. Ah, boop.
All right, maybe we'll need to play a DayZ game all together. We'll do that, too.
Yeah, it's so long, though. So long.
Okay.
I can make our own private server, too.
You think this is about wrapped it up because we're getting really off topic? And
yeah, I think that'll be good for the first episode.
All right, then. Goodbye, everybody.
Let's sign it off with Baby Talk. Go.
Baby Talk. What do you mean? Oh, with my... hold on. Let me get to it!
With your awesome skills.
Like this?
A little bit, Nate. It's really quiet. It's like a screaming squirrel.
I'm getting really out of the way. I can't hear myself. Let me voice preview. This is so weird. This is so weird.
What? Nate,
okay, I gotta go.